You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Dan Gilbert has been a driving force in transforming downtown Detroit. His bedrock, Detroit owns more than 90 downtown properties. Now a Detroit Free Press investigation finds Bedrock's used its considerable clout to strong-arm safety inspectors from the Michigan Occupational Safety and Health Administration. That clout earned Bedrock a rare meeting in the governor's office and has had a chilling effect on state oversight of safety at Bedrock properties. Here now is Detroit Free Press reporter Jennifer Dixon, and let's start with the very first question that you pose in your story. Did Dan Gilbert's development company get special treatment from the governor's office?
Well, according to the head of MIOSHA, it was the only meeting he's had with in the governor's office in his 2 years as director. So it was unusual, at least in terms of during his tenure.
All right, so we're starting out in 2016 with inspectors from MIOSHA, the Michigan Occupational Safety and Health Administration, and they come in and do an inspection at the David Stott Building in downtown Detroit, which Bedrock had bought and was renovating. So tell us what happened.
Well, the inspector came in, did an inspection. He found five different contractors on the job site. He cited all five of them. He found four contractors plus Bedrock on the site. He cited all five of those companies. Four of the companies chose to reach informal settlements, which meant they were entitled to a 50% reduction in their penalties. MIOSHA reduced the penalties for three of those four companies by 50%. It dropped the violations and the penalties against the fourth company, and Bedrock contested the violations initially. MIOSHA upheld those violations, so then Bedrock contested them again, and in that case, they prevailed.
All right, so walk us through what Bedrock did after it was cited then in late 2016.
So after it was cited, it obviously fought the violations with MIOSHA. Then it requested in April of 17 a meeting in the governor's office, which then took place in May of 17. A week after that meeting in the governor's office, MIOSHA invited Bedrock executives who were at that meeting to a meeting with the safety inspectors at the state office building in Detroit. The state called this refresher training for the inspectors, and half a dozen or so inspectors were summoned to this meeting at Cadillac Place, and according to state employees familiar with the meeting, Bedrock executives conducted the meeting at the front of the room and told the inspectors that a policy on construction work sites did not apply to them.
So basically Bedrock said we're off limits.
Correct. And the Free Press asked the U.S. Department of Labor Chicago office whether this was appropriate. And I made the phone call as a reporter, and then the U.S. Department of Labor subsequently opened its own investigation into the handling of the Bedrock citations, and U.S. Department of Labor concluded that Bedrock did indeed make those comments to the inspectors.
Okay. And did these top MIOSHA managers stick up at all for these inspectors, the folks who are out, you know, in the street trying to make sure workers are safe?
According to our sources, the MIOSHA bosses did not speak up. MIOSHA argues that, yes, they did speak up in the meeting and that they also spoke up and spoke to the Bedrock executives after the meeting.
I know as I read your story, something that jumped out at me is that your sources said that a MIOSHA official actually scolded an inspector afterward for asking a question.
That is correct. That is what the sources told us. That same inspector who raised the questions in the meeting, he was subsequently cited for payroll violations, time card violations, but MIOSHA says that a sanction was unrelated to the inspector's questions during the meeting.
Jennifer, you write in your it's a great big investigative piece in the front page of the Free Press, and in it you write, it is not uncommon for employers to challenge safety citations, but Bedrock clearly took its opposition further.
Correct.
And what was their tone and what was the message that your sources say that Bedrock was pushing as it was doing that?
They were just pushing the fact that Bedrock's claim was that they are the owner of these buildings. They're not a general contractor. That they are not a general contractor. That they are what they called an owner representative.
So what does that mean?
Well, their argument is that as the owner representative, they don't have employees on the work site, that they have other contractors who control the work site, and that that means they are not subject to my OSHA citations.
Now, Jennifer, what are you hearing? What do sources have to say about how these inspectors felt about being lectured to? You use that term, being lectured by Bedrock executives and the supervisors saying nothing. How did that feel to people?
I think they felt betrayed by their bosses.
What did you find about other MyOSHA inspections then of Bedrock properties since that 2016 Stott building inspection?
Well, we found multiple inspections prior to the Stott meeting. We found 6 inspections of 14 employers working on Bedrock properties, 31 final violations and $21,000 in penalties. In the 2 years after the Stott inspection, we found that MyOSHA has opened inspections, has opened 3 inspections involving 4 employers, and they found 2 violations but have assessed no penalties.
And you point out something here in your piece, too, that this meeting in the governor's office, how rare is that?
Well, according to the head of MyOSHA, he had never had a meeting like that in his 2 years as director. We asked the governor's office if they had had other meetings about MyOSHA in the 8 years that Governor Snyder was governor, but they declined to give us. They said that there had been previous meetings, but they declined to give us the names of the other employers that had been in the governor's office to discuss MyOSHA.
And since the governor's office is not subject to open records laws, you're unable to get a calendar of appointments. The public cannot get that information.
That is correct. So we couldn't independently verify the number of employers who had similar meetings.
So what have you heard from Bedrock since this story broke? I know you make a clear point in your story that you endeavored to speak with Bedrock, and that did not happen. So the story hits the free press. What have you heard from them?
Well, we heard back today. They issued a statement in which they said safety has been and always will be the top priority at all of Bedrock's work sites. Quote, there is nothing we take more seriously and prioritize more than the safety of construction workers on our site.
Could they point out any specific inaccuracies in your story, Jennifer?
They did not point out any specific inaccuracies, but they did say it paints a false narrative with numerous twisted facts, wrong assumptions, and general inaccuracies.
What about reaction from MyOSHA and the top management there? Any response from them?
I have not had a response from them today. I did have a conversation with them earlier this week, letting them know basically what we were going to say about the state, and we had a conversation then, but I haven't had a conversation with them since then.
Jennifer Dixon of the Detroit Free Press. Her story is right there on the front page, quite an in-depth investigation posing the question, did Dan Gilbert's development company get special treatment from the office of former Governor Rick Snyder? Jennifer, thanks so much for speaking with us on Stateside today.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.